May 6, 2010. National Day of Prayer. From FaithfulWatchman.com, Trust and Obey. There is so much going on in this world today that upsets us, scares us, and tries to rob us of hope. People of faith and those without faith are all affected. Everyone wants to have hope. Our country is under attack, our morals are under attack, and our everyday lives are under attack. We don't see hope, feel hope, or share hope with others. The question associated with this problem is interesting. Do we trust and obey God? Where do we put our trust and who do we obey? Even if we are Christians, professing Christians, or non-Christians, the question remains the same. Do we lack hope because we do not trust God? Do we lack hope because we do not obey God? As a person, as a faith, and as a nation, do we see hope, feel hope, or share hope with others? The answer is lukewarm. The answer is maybe, a little bit, sometimes. We are lukewarm. When we are lukewarm, we do not trust and obey, and we lack hope. When we lack hope, we do not share our faith, and we experience life through a mind, eyes, and heart without hope. We are doing something wrong. Jesus tells us what he thinks of being lukewarm when he spoke about the Laodiceans in Revelation 3:14-22. Everyone must study the scriptures on their own to understand what God wishes us to learn. It is clear that God does not wish for us to be lukewarm, that he wants us to have hope, and he wants us to trust and obey. What helps us trust, obey, and have hope? When we wake up each day, we should be thankful, thankful to breathe and know that God gives us that very breath. There is no guarantee we will be here to wake up tomorrow. This day, we are thankful and we pray to God. If we don't like talking to God, then maybe there is something wrong in our lives that we feel guilt for, or we feel we might have to change something in our lives. That's okay. Have comfort in the fact that there are no perfect people. Jesus Christ was the only perfect man, because he is God as man. We just can't be perfect, so forget the guilt of not being perfect. Ask God for forgiveness and repent of sin. Know that he has a plan for salvation as a gift for you. He gave his son, Jesus, to pay for your sins on the cross. If you repent and ask God for forgiveness and come into your heart, you are forgiven and he comes into your heart. Jesus left us with a comforter before he rose to heaven, promising to come back. So we are forgiven, we're not perfect, the Holy Spirit lives in us, and Jesus is coming back. In a nutshell, that is pretty awesome and amazing. Should we therefore be lukewarm in anything we do? Certainly not. We should be fired up. We see the end times, we see the signs, and this is no time to be fooling around. We need to be serious about our lives. Jesus told us not to be lukewarm, and he told us to share the gospel. If we do as he asked, we will see hope, feel hope, and share hope. Others will see our lives as an example. Every problem and care in this world will melt away and become insignificant. God will handle everything for us. If we trust and obey his word, have faith, and share hope, we will be living as he intended. When we let God rule our lives, our problems are still there. The fallen world still tries to affect us, but it has no power over us. We can relax, knowing God uses all to work good for his glory. If our road is hard now, it is because we are headed for higher ground. The message preached by Jensen Franklin says, it's okay to be between a rock and a hard place. We will get through it, and we are headed to higher ground where God can use us. Having faith, we know one door closes and another one opens. Maybe we're in the hallway, and no door has opened. It will. We trust and obey, we have faith, and we therefore have hope. We can't focus on the world and the gloom and doom and the things that upset us. We're bigger than that. We have an important role to fulfill. We need to know God, to share the gospel, to realize the Holy Spirit lives in us, and to realize our focus in life is to be on God, not on the world. God loves us and wants to use us in a mighty way to bring honor and glory to God. We are each special in our own way, and we're each being transformed into a person who can do great things for God. With this knowledge, we need to stop being lukewarm. We need to stop seeing gray, sitting on the fence, and being politically correct. We need to choose. We are for God or we are against God. No more lukewarm. When we choose to be living for God, we have hope. We trust Him and obey Him. The pressure of the world will not have power over us. God will use us to do His work, and we will see His power over our lives.